Hello, my little owl. I hope your morning flight was enjoyable, because this definitely wasn't. I thought making a contest to find a good husband after I became queen would be a good idea. But oh, how wrong I was. Don't you know it? I thought it would bring me the top men in the land. But all it has brought me is puffed up buffoons. It was such a terrible move. I can't just take it back. I'm fully committed to finding a husband now. But I am starting to get disheartened. At this rate, I will be old and gray before I find someone worthy. None of them want to move past the fact that I am wealthy and powerful. It doesn't even feel like I'm a human being to them. Only a pile of titles. Yes, they don't make an effort to try and learn who I am at all, or even have a conversation with me about anything other than riches and bonding houses together. It feels like I'm talking to the same man 1,000 times over. I guess the next one is here. I hope he's at least somewhat entertaining. See you soon, my little owl.
Go ahead and let him in.
Yes, yes. Closer. And state your name. Speak up. I don't think I've ever heard of this house before. In any case, I don't think it matters. You know why you're here. And I don't want this to take any longer than necessary, so proceed. With what? I suppose being perceptive isn't your strong point. Say why you think you're worthy of being my husband. Oh, then let me assist you. This is when you tell me all about the wealth and fancy titles you have. And how advantageous it would be for me if we got our houses together. Or how you and your company of brave knights have defeated a scary monster to prove your worth. Or maybe, just maybe, how well endowed you are, and how you think you're oh so good with women. And I pretend I did not hear all of that at least 100 times before. See? Simple. Huh? So those aren't the things you were going to say? Of course. Go on, then. What is it, then? What do you mean you don't know? You came here with a purpose, did you not? Why would your parents send you here? So you want me to believe that you were sent here by your family, but you can't say why? What do you take me for, some kind of fool? Hey, don't look at me with those eyes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you like that. I just thought you were lying to make fun of me or something. No one has ever said anything like that before, but the way you reacted, I guess you're not lying. All right, I'm not going to make you explain this now, if it makes you uncomfortable. Let's try something else, then. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask me? How am I doing? I'm fine. Oh, no, I just didn't expect you to ask that. To be honest, most people don't even get to this part because they can't shut up about themselves, so I don't know what I should expect. My day has been a day, I guess. A little frustrating in some ways, but not horrible. I don't get a lot of free time, but what I do get, I like to spend on research of a magical variety. Oh yeah, I've always been more of a bookworm type, you know? I love trying different incantations and seeing how they mash together and... Oh, I probably shouldn't keep on that subject. Sorry. You're very sweet for saying that, but believe me, You don't want me to start rambling about magic. To be honest, I wanted to be a teacher in the magic school of the kingdom, but this queen thing kind of landed on my shoulders when my brother decided to renounce it. And I guess I don't have much of a choice there. Oh, no, no, it's fine. It's not what I had planned, but being queen does have its advantages. I mean, I have to admit, having servants to cook and clean and do things for me isn't exactly a bad thing. And this whole contest to find a husband thing wasn't going very well. But I guess I finally had a bit of luck there. Well, it wasn't like men were trying to knock my door down before I started the contest. I figured that it would be a great way to meet potential men. And as it turns out, most of them happened to be pompous asses. You silly. That's what I'm trying to say. You've been the highlight of my day. The highlight of the whole contest, even. For the first time, I feel like I'm having a conversation instead of having someone sound like a herald announcing their own life achievements. And honestly, I think your shyness and quiet demeanor are very cute. I never thought that this would be my kind of man before, but each time you look at me, with your eyes wide and blushing, I'm more certain of how wrong I was. Yes, I do. Come on over here. Sit next to me and I'll show you what I mean. Oh, I love that red tone on your cheeks. If you're too shy to come here, how about I move over there then? Isn't that a little more cozy? Being close like this means that I can finally get to do this. Is this all right? Good. Because I want to kiss my way up to those very kissable lips. I knew I was right about how kissable you looked. You have such a nice body, too. I really want to take off your shirt. Is that okay? Hey, you look so nervous. We can stop if you're not comfortable with this, but if you're just shy, I think I do have something that can help. If you don't mind a little magic. Yes, I can give you some magic commands and your body will follow what I say. But I promise I will not do anything harmful. And you'll still be able to speak, so if there's anything you don't feel comfortable doing, you can just say so. And I'll undo the spell immediately. I know we've just met, but can you trust me on this? I'm glad you do. Then, here we go.
Hold.
Now, I know this feels a little weird, but don't worry. I won't do anything scary. I promise I'll be a very gentle queen. Besides, this makes it easier to kiss you here. And run my hands over your chest like this. Doesn't it feel so good? My hot breath on your ear. My hands gliding over you. When I stand behind you, I can run my hands
all over your body. I think if you could move, I would have made you squirm there. And your skin tastes amazing. I love it.
You know, I could get used to this control thing. This is the first time I've done something like this. But seeing you all vulnerable is getting me so worked up. Is the spell failing? One part of you does seem able to move. Or at least grow. And it's getting quite tight in those pants, isn't it? I think I'll just move my hands slowly up your thighs. Can you feel my hard nipples pressing into your back? My touch on your skin as my fingers trail up your arms. Knowing I can do whatever I want to you. Now that I'm thinking about it, your pants bursting wouldn't be a bad thing, would it? And what do we need clothes for now? They're just in the way. That's much better. Our naked bodies touching like this. Such an enticing view. How about a finger right at the end of this gorgeous guy? Oh, God. You're already leaking precum. This must be turning you on so much. Then, what if I just use two little fingers? Stroke you a bit. That's it. I can see in your eyes how badly you want to make noises. So,
speak.
Oh, gods, yes. You do moan very well. Does it feel good? Because for me, definitely does. You feel so delicious in my hands. And your moans are magnificent to my ears. But I think it's enough teasing. Plus, it's my turn now. Here. Let me sit down on this chair. And
kneel.
What a good boy you are. I could really get used to this. Oh, does someone want a taste? If I put my leg up on this chair arm, is the view just too good? You can see my pussy glisten, right? It's so wet. Needy. Fuck. It feels so good just to think about what I could make you do. I'll never get tired of teasing you. But enough is enough.
Lick me.
This is exactly what I needed. Yeah. You are quite good with that tongue.
want to help control your head with my hands. Oh, push it into me. By the gods, this is amazing. I can't really look at it anymore. Oh, God. I need to feel you in my mouth while I ride that adorable face.
Lie down.
Perfect. You are so perfect. Here, let me lower myself back on you. You may continue while I get my lips wrapped around this delightful cock. You taste absolutely divine. Oh, really dive your face into me. And I can't get enough of this cock. I can't get enough of you. That's it. Oh, fuck. Yes. Ah, right there. Right there. More and more. Wow, you're throbbing so much. Do you want to come inside the queen's mouth with her soft lips wrapped around your cock? It's hard to resist you when you beg like this, but I was just teasing you. That's not what you're gonna do, my good boy. Because I can't take it anymore. I need to feel you inside of me. Nine hells, I can't even concentrate on the spell anymore. I need you to fuck me now. I'm going to climb on top of you, and oh God, yes, I needed this cock inside me so badly. This is even better. Yes, please run those hands all over my body. Oh, yeah. Grab my tits and... Yes, like that. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I never knew sex could be this good. Oh, yeah. Oh, you let me take control, and it feels like something was released inside me. That's what I needed all along. More. Oh, no magic this time, but I command you to go harder. Fuck me. Fuck. You feel so damn good inside me. Being able to ride this magnificent body. Being on top. This is where I belong. Good. Your cock feels amazing inside me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes. Pound the royal pussy. yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. I can feel you getting close. I want to feel you come in me. I need you to come inside your queen. Come for me. Come for me. Come with me. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That was so good. Yes, it was. It was amazing. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Whew. My back for a while and catch my breath. Why don't you rest your head on my chest?
Then I can stroke your hair like this. Run my hands down your arms. Kiss the back of your head. Don't worry. This is just the beginning. I'm gonna spoil you so much from now on. Do you mind if I tell you something? I will not lie and say I've never been with men before. But this moment I had with you, it was different. In a good way, of course. Let me try to find a way to explain it. Ever since I was a little princess, I was always told I would find a husband one day and give myself to him. When I grew older, they taught me about how I would be taken by my husband after we married. That was a natural part of being a noble woman. So, that's what I always looked for in men, without really stopping to think if that's what I truly wanted. But now, I found you, so shy and reserved, but also open to me and willing to let yourself be vulnerable. And then I realized, what if I want to be the one to take my husband, to make him mine? There's nothing wrong with that. And that was so, so much more enjoyable for me. So thank you for being like you are, my precious boy. You look worried about something. Is there anything you want to tell me too? Sure. Go on. I promise I won't judge you. Oh my god. You are so silly sometimes. Of course I already knew you're a farm boy. Come on. You said your parents sent you here after you reached adulthood. You didn't want to tell me what house you came from. You're wearing fine clothes. Yes, but you had no idea how to do all the fancy courtly things noblemen do. It wasn't very hard to figure out. I bet they spent all of their savings to send you here with the hopes that you might get a better life, right? That's really heartwarming. I hope that now I'm the queen, I can help those people somehow. Unlike my brother and father ever did. But what I was going to say is, you should not be ashamed of that. At all. Wealth and status were never what I was looking for. What's a big castle worth if it's empty? Or worse, if you're sharing it with someone you don't genuinely care about. And also, look me in the eyes for a moment, please. Yes. Now hold my hands. You are not worth less than anyone because of this. Never let people tell you the opposite. I'm going to send a letter to your parents telling them that you are in good hands, and enough gold that they can take it easy and live a comfortable life from now on. It doesn't matter where you came from. I'm the queen, and you'll be my husband now. So I'll protect you and take care of you, all right? And I genuinely hope I'm able to make you happy. Not for being the queen, but for being myself. Thank you for saying that. You're so sweet. Now, keep resting on my body, just like you are. You look so peaceful and happy. Looking at you just makes me smile. I'll keep caressing your gorgeous body and being your soft pillow for as long as you want me to. Why did it have to be now? I'll have to talk to the guards for a moment. You stay here on the bed. I promise it won't take long. It's fine. You don't need to apologize. It's not your fault. I did extend this way more than the expected time, but there's no need to call in the next one. The contest is over. Yes, I'm sure. You can tell all the other candidates the crown is going to cover their travel costs. And the queen profoundly apologizes, but she's already made her choice. Thank you. And now, where did we stop? Oh, yeah. This. I will never get tired of doing this.